I don't know. We've never did use them.
Huh.
They say about an actual breeze.
Now, how would you call your horse in from the path, from the out?
How would you call him in?
Yeah.
I know some of them you never could call in. You had to chase them down.
Yeah. Would you ever call them in? Did y'all have a word like...
No.
Sometimes we would whistle to them like that.
A whistle is a common way of calling a horse, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, another common way was to show my ear of corn, too.
Yeah.
Little shucks or something, a little piece, a handful of hay. Sometimes the sign language was much better than the audible.
Yeah.
In attracting the horse.
Now, did you like to ride back in those days? You.
I always liked to ride. I really did.
Did you ever break them?
No, I didn't break any horses. Only horses I ever had were a horse. I guess my first horse I got when I was about 9, 10 years old. It's a little, what you call a Creole pony. You know, it's just a little bit bigger than a Shetland pony and not as big as a horse.
Couldn't stay on the horse, did you ever get
thrown?
Yeah. Well, or fell.
When
you're young, sometimes maybe you
fall and didn't even know it, huh? I don't know. I don't know any special word.
Fell off a horse.
Fell off a horse. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Now the male in a herd of cattle was
the bull.
Yeah, or again, women have any names for it? Okay. A young one was called a
young heifer. Yeah.
Male or female was the any names?
Were there any polite names, Ethel, for a bull?
Bossy.
Huh?
Oh, a bull?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
when a cow was gonna, like when Daisy was gonna expecting you say she was gonna.
If it was a horse, she was in foal, and a cow was just carrying a calf. That's all I.
Yeah, and she was gonna. She'd go off in the woods when she was gonna.
Yeah. Going to deliver a drop of calf.
Drop of calf.
Yeah.
Now, did you call your cattle in?
I didn't have any cattle. You know, I didn't have any cattle.
Bobby would tell him all that.
Yeah, Bob could tell you all that.
Yeah.
I never fooled too much in the cattle.
He raised them.
Yeah. Now, what about sheep?
Sheep, we never had any experience.
You raise them for folks raise them right here?
Uh-huh.
I know over near Biloxi they raise them in a little town called...
There was one man in this area that used to run sheep of a name of...
Yeah.
And my grandfather had
I didn't know he run sheep. Yeah. The only one I ever remember was over in Henry. He, when I was a boy, he was the only one.
I used to hear that
he bought all the sheep from everybody, and he owned every sheep in St. Tammany Parish.
Well, I think my grandfather sold his herd to him, but
he had them for a long time.
He
bought them all.
They used to share them. He had a big barn. I can remember, I was a little girl, but I can remember going there and seeing them share the sheep once a year.
And he saved the sell the.
He gave his
away.
My mother had two. She made them herself.
Okay, now the male was called a...
And the sheep?
Yeah.
Ram.
And the female was a...
You.
Okay. And y'all, did you ever shear for and save the...
No, I never had any experience with... I have seen them shear them, but I never did shear them.
And they would card the...
all that I ever saw them do to the wool was to just stuff it in a big bag, and they would send it, most of the people that I knew that had a few sheep would generally send the stuff somewhere in Tennessee to have it processed. They never did any processing of wool in this area.
Yeah.
That I know of.
You may not know this, but there was, you know, one time wool market around Biloxi was one of the largest sheep raising areas in the world. It was the largest.
Is that right? I didn't know it.
Yeah. I think